A federal judge has convicted three men in Virginia of involvement in terrorism activities. Prosecutors had charged that the men engaged in paintball games and other exercises as part of training to fight overseas. After the verdict, the U.S. Attorney for Eastern Virginia, Paul McNulty, praised the decision.
We were very pleased with her findings. We believe that she has found them guilty in all of the major counts in this case. The sentences for these cases will serve as among the toughest sentences for terrorists in the United States.
NPR's Libby Lewis was at the courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, earlier today. Libby, what were the men convicted of?
Well, one of the three men, Musad Ahmed Khan, was convicted of conspiracy to levy war against the United States. This was the most serious charge. And the government said he had planned to fight in Afghanistan against U.S. troops. Khan and the other two defendants were also found guilty of conspiring to contribute material support to Lashkar-e-Taiba. This is a Pakistan-based terrorist group that began with the aim of getting India out of mostly Muslim Kashmir. But after 9/11, terrorism experts say that this group turned its eyes partly to the U.S. and became a threat to us. Now, interestingly, today, Khan was acquitted of a charge of conspiracy to provide material support to al-Qaeda. Now, there had been four defendants in this trial originally, but one of them was acquitted by the judge immediately after the prosecution rested its case, and the judge said the government hadn't offered enough proof against him.
But these men were accused of plotting terrorism overseas.
That's right. Two of the three men today were among seven in this group that were indicted, who the prosecutors say traveled to a Lashkar-e-Taiba training camp in Pakistan. Two of the three defendants today traveled there in 2001. Prosecutors say that that's proof that they were conspiring and that they trained there and they used guns. And they were also accused of buying weapons, including AK-47s and ammunition here in the States for their mission.
And what was their defense? What did they say these activities were all about?
They said that they were just acting as Muslims and that their activities were completely in line with their religion. One of the defendants argued his trip to the Lashkar training camp was about keeping in top physical shape, which is in keeping with the religion. And they said that their gatherings were to talk about religion and politics and that they never really planned to hurt anybody.
And playing paintball in Northern Virginia?
It's no crime to play paintball.
Well, we heard the U.S. Attorney McNulty of Eastern Virginia say earlier that there are going to be very, very stiff sentences meted out here. What kind of sentences do these men face?
Well, all three of them, based on their convictions today, are facing possible mandatory life terms. Several of the men who pleaded guilty earlier are facing far lesser terms, so these men's decision to go to trial has cost them.
There were originally 11 defendants in this whole case. Has everybody now been tried? Or?
There's actually one more defendant to be tried. He'll be tried later this year.
Thank you, Libby.
Thank you.
NPR's Libby Lewis, who followed today's conviction at the U.S. Federal Courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.